Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The campaigns are over and the nation is casting final ballots today for which party will control the balance of power. Economic issues are huge, as is the question of abortion access. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, Democrats are hoping the issue of abortion will motivate voters angered by the overturning of Roe v. Wade, while Republicans support more restrictions.
Since this summer's Supreme Court decision, abortion bans have taken effect in about a dozen states. Abortion rights opponents would like to go further. Marilyn Musgrave of SBA Pro-Life America says her group is working toward a national abortion ban and more restrictions at the state level.
So our goal is to flip the House and the Senate and really get involved in these governor's races, actually, because post-Roe, these governor's races are very important to us.
Gubernatorial races in states with Republican legislatures, including Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, are being especially closely watched. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.
One of the tightest races in the nation is unfolding in North Carolina, where Republican Congressman Ted Budd is hoping to lead a GOP candidate sweep with a victory in the race for U.S. Senate. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports the race features a historic Democratic nominee hoping to upset a popular House Republican.
The former Chief Justice of North Carolina Supreme Court, Sherry Beasley, is hoping to oust House Republican Ted Budd in the U.S. Senate race. Beasley would be the state's first Black woman in the Senate. Here she is talking with NPR.
I certainly know that representation matters, and it's important that we have diversity on our Supreme Court, in our Senate.
But Budd recently told NPR he thinks voters are on his side.
Everything that I'm for is making our life better here in North Carolina, and everything that Sherry Beasley's about is making life harder, and she's just a rubber stamp for Joe Biden's policies.
Both are vying for a seat left open by retiring Republican Richard Burr. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
If you've been fantasizing about taking proof of your lottery victory to your boss and never showing up for work again, you'll have to wait a bit longer. Due to technical problems processing some ticket sales, Monday's Powerball drawing was delayed. Here's Powerball host Laura Johnson.
The Powerball lotteries take pride in the strict standards of this game, and our rules require that the drawing be delayed until we can ensure that all game procedures have been successfully completed.
The record-breaking Powerball jackpot is up to $1.9 billion. Official results are likely to be known later today. The game is played in 45 states, as well as Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. After a strong opening this week, Dow futures are up about 42. This is NPR News. Election day voting in Florida is expected to end before possibly another hurricane rolls through 24 hours later. The National Hurricane Center says a subtropical storm in the Caribbean named Nicole may strengthen by the time it reaches Florida's Atlantic coast. A hurricane watch is in effect from Cape Canaveral to Fort Lauderdale. Governor Ron DeSantis, who's running for re-election against Democratic challenger Charlie Crist, has issued a state of emergency in 34 counties. NPR's Greg Allen has more.
As a subtropical storm, Nicole is pulling much of its energy from the atmosphere. As it moves over the Bahamas toward Florida, Nicole is expected to draw more energy from the warm Atlantic water and become a tropical storm. The National Hurricane Center says Nicole will strengthen into a hurricane as it approaches Florida Wednesday. Communities along Florida's Atlantic coast will see high winds, heavy rain, and possibly flooding from storm surge. Hurricane season runs until the end of the month. It's rare that a hurricane makes landfall in the U.S. in November. The last one was Hurricane Kate in 1985. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
In Ohio last night, former President Donald Trump signaled a big announcement was forthcoming next week. He didn't say it would be a third presidential campaign, but supporters are hoping to have another Trump run to throw their energy into. Trump was in Vandalia, Ohio, to boost GOP Senate candidate J.D. Vance a day before Election Day, which Trump said he didn't want to detract from. A week from today, though, Trump promised there would be a very big announcement. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.